This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 2-day visit to Gujarat starting from today. During his visit, he will participate in various events in Surat and Navsari. In anticipation of his arrival, authorities have implemented tight security arrangements. One of the key highlights of his visit includes addressing a massive public gathering in Surat, which is expected to accommodate around 1 lakh people. A grand dome and other infrastructure have been set up at a cost of Rs 4 crore for the event. On March 8, marking International Women's Day, PM Modi will travel to Navsari district for special programs. He will participate in the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Vansi Borsi, where financial aid worth over Rs 450 crore will be provided to more than 25,000 women from self-help groups across the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's achievement and success have sparked a new wave of hope across the globe. He said, "Today the whole world is saying that it is an era of India." Addressing an event organized by a private news channel in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, "India is driving a global growth today and moving at a faster pace on the path of development." Prime Minister Modi said, "Today India think big, set ambitious target and delivers remarkable result." Mr. Modi said, "India is among the top 5 countries in solar energy capacity." He said, 42 lakh crore rupees have been transferred into the account of the beneficiaries so far through direct benefit transfer. Mr. Modi said, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. The Prime Minister said he wants to bring 1 lakh youngsters into politics and they should be the first timers in their families. An active terrorist of Babbar Khalsa International and ISI module identified as Lajar Masiha has been named by Uttar Pradesh Special Task Force and Punjab Police in joint operation yesterday. According to UPSTF, the operation was carried out in the Kokraj Police Station area of Kaushambi district. The security personnel have recovered illegal arms and explosives, including 3 active hand grenades, 2 active detonators, 13 cartridges, and 1 foreign-made pistol from the possession of terrorists. Uttar Pradesh DGP Prashant Kumar said that accused Masiha has planned a major terrorist attack during the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India will develop its own graphic processing unit within the next 3 to 4 years. He said that the cost of India's AI module competition, GPU, is the lowest in the world at around 67 rupees per hour after a 40% government subsidy. Launching the AI Kosh, AI Compute Portal and other AI-based initiative in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that 1 year ago, the India AI mission was approved by the cabinet and the country has achieved a lot in the field of artificial intelligence. He said that earlier the government had set a target of 10,000 GPUs but has surpassed the target and reached 14,000. The minister said that in the coming 5 years, India will among the top 5 nations in the world in key technology sectors like semiconductors, artificial intelligence and telecom. Union Minister for Road and Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari said that in order to build a progressive society, citizens must free themselves from untouchability, caste-based discrimination and inequalities. Addressing the Lok Mata Ahilyabai Holkar Mahila Samman in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gadkari emphasized that the goal is to create a society based on equality where no one is considered superior or inferior. On the occasion, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel highlighted several initiatives being implemented by the government for the welfare of the society. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai has interacted with the around 200 tribal youth under the Trial Youth Exchange Program in New Delhi yesterday. These youth belonging to the tribal districts of Chhattisgarh and Orissa are currently on a tour to the national capital. And that is the end of this news bulletin.